There are thousands of artists in New York City. Some are famous internationally. Others are scratching out a living while perfecting their craft. WNYC is bringing a few of them to the spotlight in their own voices. The artist Shireen Nashat has now lived in New York longer than she did in her native Iran. Her new show at the Rauschenberg Foundation's Project Space in Chelsea uses photography and calligraphy to explore the aftermath of the Egyptian Revolution.
It was my first time ever in my artistic practice to really approach people as for themselves and for people who have suffered a lot economically, politically, in every dimension you can imagine. So I'm hoping the images to the audience convey that feeling of pain and have the audience to be able to transcend looking at these people as that they are the other. I met a man who worked in this building of this arts organization that I was shooting, and he was an elder man who also was a very hardworking, rather poor man. And slowly he brought some people that he knew, mechanics, people who sold things on the street, women who were teachers, women who were housewives. And immediately after they came, we introduced ourselves, and my colleague, the person who actually shoots the photographs for me, had just lost a young daughter, and he started talking about his own personal tragedy that had just taken place 2 months ago. And I spoke a little bit about my own life in exile as an Iranian and all my different sorrows. And I told them that they basically had to be themselves, and they didn't even have to speak about their tragedies, but simply convey that in their gaze and their facial expressions. I'm not a political activist. I'm born into a country that has been forever in political turmoil, and I am very interested in making work that is accessible to the general public, that it inspires people, it provokes people. But at the same time, I'm very interested in aesthetics, in beauty, in poetry, on ideas that are not just politically minded. I work so much around the idea of symmetry, harmony, repetition, abstraction, and the idea of integration of text and image, which is an essential part of the Islamic art. I think different people require different kind of energies, and for me to be an artist, I need to be in a place like New York. It's just, I love that chaos, because maybe I'm Iranian, but I never feel very comfortable in, you know, a place like California, because there's this absence of chaos.
That's artist Shireen Nashat talking to WNYC's Tracy Hunt. Her piece, Our House is on Fire, is on view at the Rauschenberg Foundation's Project Space through March 1st.